This weekend, the Celts are back in domestic action when Falkirk come to Glasgow to play in the League Cup. As important as this game is, Celtic fans are understandably still thinking about midweek events when the boys' European campaign got off with a five-star start. 5 goals in a single game, the most Celtic have ever achieved in one Champions League match, is a great scoreline. This was the boys' third 5-1 European score. Previously, they've done this in the Cup Winners' Cup in 1963 against Bâle, and again in 1968 when facing Red Star Belgrade in the European Cup. The latter game is part of Celtic legend. Jimmy Johnston famously hated flying, so Jockstein told him he would not have to go to Yugoslavia for the return leg if the job was finished in Glasgow. He turned in a 5-star performance and was spared the journey. In fact, this week's 5-1 win looks even better when compared to previous Celtic Champions League campaigns. This is the boys' 13th season in the Champions League, excluding qualifiers. However, unlike previous years, this season's competition sees a change. There will now be 8 games instead of 6. To date, the most goals that Celtic have scored in an entire group stage campaign, all 6 matches, has been 9, and that happened in 2012-13. In 12 full campaigns, Celtic have only scored more than 5 goals in the whole campaign on 4 occasions. That was the boys' first time in 2001-02, then again in 2003-04, 2006-07, and again 2012-13. 4 times, Celtic haven't even managed 5 goals across all 6 games. This happened in 2004-05, 2008-09, 2013-14, and most recently 2022-23. But in 4 other campaigns, 2007-08, 2016-17, 2017-18, 2023-24, Celtic did get 5 goals, but they had to spread them across the 6 games. Excluding the midweek match, it's taken Celtic an average of 5 games to score 5 goals, but against Bratislava it was done in 90 minutes, which is certainly quite a difference. Hopefully, this year we'll have a good goal difference at the end of the group stages. In the previous 12 Champions League appearances, Celtic have only twice ended the group with a positive goal difference. This happened in 2003-04 and 2012-13. The overall goals record for the club is actually very poor. Celtic have finished as low as negative 13 in 2017-18, and 3 times it's been minus 11 when it comes to goals conceded compared to goals scored. Interestingly, in the 3 seasons that Celtic qualified out the group, which happened in 2006-07, 2007-08, and 2012-13, only once did they have a positive goal difference. That was a plus 1 record in the 2012-13 campaign, when they scored 9 and conceded 8. In Europe, big scoring games can be hugely exciting, although maybe not if you're getting hammered. Celtic have suffered some huge Champions League losses, including losing 7 to both Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain. In terms of reasons to cheer, before Wednesday, Celtic's most goals in a Champions League match was 4-3 versus Juventus in 2001. This exciting match is well remembered by fans who attended, although ended in disappointment as the boys exited the group stages. In other competitions, Celtic have also had some massive victories, including 9-0 versus Coca-Cola in the 1970-71 European Cup, and then 7-0 versus Waterford in the next round. This was the same beating given to Valour in the 1975-76 Cup Winners' Cup. And in more recent times, Celtic hammered Suduva 8-1 on the road to Seville in 2002-03. Even with the 5 goals scored this week, no one at Celtic is getting carried away. There will be much harder games to come. But in the past, the Celts have not performed or finished as well in games like these. So there are reasons to be hopeful for the campaign ahead. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also attend a free Celtic History walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.